Andy, obviously you have Cam back, but you've got some other quarterbacks that you're trying to look at. What's kind of your strategy in spring right now?
Get the rust off of Cam. Get Brandon Rose more comfortable in the system. He's in his third year. He's in a good spot right now. Had a good day yesterday. And then acclimate Isaac Wilson to college football. He had a very good day yesterday, so excited about that group of three. Also, Luke Batari is still in the mix with us, as is a new walk-on, Gunnar Crote.
With somebody like Isaac, I mean, you're going for the second spot at QB, so it's not like you're trying to get him as a starter. Is he a guy that can get into that? I mean, as a freshman, is that a tough role for a quarterback in your system, or what's kind of your
thoughts? To be the starter?
No, to be a backup.
Well, that's why he's here. He's here to compete. He's here to earn a position, whether that's the first team, second team, third team. And he's a competitive young man, and we're going to put him in a position for success.
With your wide receiver group, you've obviously got a lot of new talent. I mean, what are you seeing from them? Maybe Dorian, is he kind of taking charge there, or what are you looking at there?
Yeah, he's had a good January, February in the strength and conditioning program, getting great rave reviews from the strength coaches. His first exposure, you know, in our on-the-field work in the off-season, very athletic, good change of direction, good speed player, and then demonstrated good ball skills yesterday. So very excited about him. He's been around the block a little bit, so has great experience in football intellect, and look forward to highlighting his skills and abilities.
When you looked at Dorian, did you look more Arizona film or USC film?
We looked at both, yeah, looked at both, but more work there at Arizona than USC.
Cam said yesterday that he's feeling pretty close to 100% physically in the workouts that we were able to see. He looked pretty smooth. You mentioned that you want to get rust off of him. How much rust does he actually have?
Well, he hasn't played a snap of college football since January 2nd a couple of years ago. So there's some rust there, and he is moving well, but it's a little bit different when you're orchestrating with 10 other teammates there working against 11 other guys. So there's some rust that's going to have to come off through the course of spring football.
You've got some young running backs. You've got to replace a couple guys at that running back spot. How's that process going?
Well, again, the process has just started, but there's good talent in that room. The young players, as you mentioned, I just don't want to leave anybody off. We know what Mekhi Bernard and Jalen Glover are all about. Mike Mitchell is going to provide, we hope, some power and some size in the backfield. DeJon Stanley, unbelievable juice and energy, tremendous skill set there. Looking for development out of John Randall Jr. Has made some strides in special teams and has played for us a little bit, but we're looking for him to step up his role. Charlie Vincent's still available as well, as long as a couple other walk-ons. We feel really good about the group. It's a competitive young group, but they got to grow up fast.
Kyle mentioned yesterday that DeJon Stanley has the sort of athleticism that you want to find other ways other than just using him out of the backfield. What all does that sort of entail for him this spring?
Much like we've used Mekhi Bernard, you know, he's got that type of multiple skill set. He can run so well, you got to get him on the field.
You've got a couple spots on that offensive line that you need to figure out in that starting unit. How do you feel about the group, and
I feel really good about the length and the athleticism and the mass of the guys up front, and we got good players in that group, and may the best five win, but knowing we're going to need to get on the bus with eight or nine players that are ready to play.
Mekhi said yesterday that he had been struggling a little bit to find the joy in football, and he seemed very excited to be back with spring, obviously. Talking to us yesterday, how much of that did you maybe see in the past when he was like coming back from an injury, and give any support if you could?
Yeah, the stuff that he's went through, that's no fun. There's not a lot of joy in that. And but he was so fired up to join us back for the bowl game, and I saw that carry right over into his January, February work in the weight room, and that's a voice of experience, a voice of leadership that we need on offense, and Mekhi Bernard's all in. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.